Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is Monday, October 20th, and we are hot on the road to Hell in a Cell, the final stop there, in fact, and it is the time after Raw where we gather together on MegaPowersRadio.com to discuss the events of the show for our Raw post-show. What's going on, everyone out there? We want to hear what you got to say. It's the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We have a phone line that will be opening up around 11:30, so you could have your voice heard here on Mega Powers Radio. The number to dial in is area code 760-512-7247. And of course, the chat room is scrolling awesomely as well. We already got five times combo, Ferris 419, Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom. Although
the Doom is silent.
Some people are saying that they are having some problems with the chat room not working, or not the chat room, but the stream not working properly. I guess Blog Talk Radio didn't update. We apologize to you out there. Hopefully you're hearing us. Yeah, we're just going to keep going forward here. If you can't hear us, hopefully you'll be checking us out in the archive version. But moving along, let me introduce the panelists that we have here this evening. First off, my name is Mike Payton, of course. I'll be hosting things here. With me is the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White.
We have a depressed Sergeant Slaughter now. At least he's seemed a bit more depressed this week than last.
He is rather depressed in that soundbite, isn't he? Like, and that's an order.
I'm old. Depressed Ava Shaw and Sergeant Slaughter, double S with a D.
Listen, he was. I'm sure he was very tired. It was a very stressful weekend. Oh, I appreciate Sarge's time. Also with us here is the host of Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio and the leader of UDMMA, Mr. Steven Huego. Wago?
You're not efficiently using your U. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Well, it's what about
hello?
What about my U?
Oh, okay.
He's trying to say
the U. It's like Tony's Omnoms. It's just not loud enough.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. We'll move along then to the final participant we have on our panel this evening. The president of SmartCutMoment.com, Mr. Tony Mango.
Hey, I thought that I was going to be the depressing one today. I've been having a bad day, but fuck, we've got depressing news Wago, we got depressing news Slaughter. Fuck.
Well, Sergeant Slaughter seems not really depressing. He's just depressed in general.
Or depressing intro Slaughter, I guess is a better term.
For it. There you go.
Those are not baggots. We got some shit coming your way.
Don't touch that. Oh, I love Sarge. Thank you, Sarge, for taking the time out of there. I really appreciate it, really. So, guys, let's discuss Raw. What was the number one thing we took away from it tonight?
Yeah, tune in so we can mock you.
Wago, what's the first thing you took away from the show tonight? Or the most important thing?
Shitty promos, but I enjoyed the last segment of the night.
Is it raining where you are, Wago?
I'm having really bad connection issues right now. I don't know what the deal is.
Definitely sounds like it's raining.
I might try a good old reset. I don't know.
Sounds like you're in a hurricane.
God.
Stand back.
Mr. Drew White, what's the number one thing you took away from tonight's show?
That would be that hope that the show was good again, like third straight week, thankfully. And, you know, Orton was looking like a certified badass for the most part throughout most of the night. Really enjoying what he was doing.
I want to make sure I heard that. You thought tonight's show was good?
Yes.
Okay. Tony, do you agree with him? And what's the one thing you took away from the show tonight?
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say that it was good. It's a step up from what it's been when we were really, really ripping on it. But I wouldn't go that far. It's a resounding meh to me. The main thing I would take away, apparently there's the World Series coming up. I don't fucking pay attention to that, but we kept hearing that over and over again tonight, and that seems like that would be much more exciting because the crowd was a lot more into that than they were these promos.
Well, it's a really big deal because the Royals have always kind of been like the jobbers of baseball.
Yeah, that's actually the best way of putting it.
Tell you the truth, I didn't even know that the Royals was a fucking team. That's how bad they must be.
Yeah, well, it is the first time they've been to the playoffs since 1985, which is actually the last time they've been to the World Series. So, two fun facts for you.
And did they win that World Series? No, they just made it.
I think they just made it. Yeah. I could look that up, but this is not the right show for that.
Well, I know who won them in 86, just saying.
Oh, is it the Mets?
It was the Mets! Yeah.
What? No, that was a good guess, because I was like, up New York. Mets.
Do I get points for when the Phillies won a couple years ago?
Oh,
I turned on the last minute of the game, and I was just kind of like, hey, look at that. I watched them win, and then I turned it off.
It counts if you could get the year.
You know what was really fun is if you go back into the archives and listen to this past week's Daceman show, where I took over for the Daceman because he was away on a flight. And Drew joined me on the panel, and we actually covered the sports segment, and it actually wasn't too damn bad. So I appreciate your time doing that, Drew.
Oh, hey, anytime.
Yeah.
Glad to be a part of the Daceman. Never was, so I actually enjoyed what we did with the Daceman show. We are the Day Show now.
Yeah, no, it's just a 1 week thing. Don't get your hopes up.
No, I'm just kidding.
The Drew Man show.
My dad used to call me Drew Man growing up, so... for the longest time, my username on most websites was DrewMan2240.
There you go, sport.
Thank you. Yeah, America.
Yeah, Wiggy, you sounded like you're on time now. It's pretty good.
Good, good.
Good, good. Chris the Drew Man Dace. That's courtesy of Five Times Combo. Thank you for that one.
Nice. Chris the Drew Man.
So this was the final Raw on the way to Hell in a Cell, and I think the most important thing that they should have been trying to get across to us was making us want to watch it. Whether it's getting your $9.99 paid to have your WWE subscription running, or if it's forking over the $20 for a 1 month, or what is it, still $55 or whatever for pay per view, if you're still old fashioned that way.
I think it's 50 for standard definition and like 60 for like HD. I think that's what it is.
The thing that most people are bummed about is that we have no world champion there. So let me go around and ask you guys, did they sell you on Hell in a Cell? Are you excited to watch it? Because, I mean, we're pretty much guaranteed that we're going to watch it because we're journalists, quote. so we kind of have to. But, you know, did they make you excited for it, or just feel like another pay-per-view that we're just going through? Tony, why don't you start us off on that one?
Ah, fuck, man. They really got me to care about one match, and that's it. I could not give a shit about the majority of this. And really, some of it might be okay. It might be kind of like one of those sleeper pay-per-views where there's not that much going on when you're building it up. But then when the actual pay-per-view happens, you're like, holy fuck, these guys actually put in the time and effort to do good matches and everything. But I don't give a shit about anything other than Rollins and Ambrose. And it's a shame because even tonight, their promo wasn't really the best thing in the world. So it's more so this week didn't do anything to help. This week either stayed the same or did some damage in some other regards. But just the idea of what they've been building up for the past couple of months is what's making me want to see that one match. And everything else, you know, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
We got lots of callers lining up in the queue. We really appreciate your guys' patience. Woo. Just hold on for a couple more minutes. We're going to finish out this topic here, and then we're going to start introducing callers on here. Again, if you want to get yourself in line, the number to dial in is area code 760-512-7247. Get yourself in line. Hear your voice live on Mega Powers Radio's Raw Post Show with us here. So let's continue along here. Drew, did they sell you on Hell in a Cell?
Surprisingly, yes, they did, because, you know, ever since SummerSlam, it's kind of been like no one wanted to watch Night of Champions. And a couple weeks ago, I kind of wasn't really into the Hell in the Cell thing, mainly because the past two have just been mediocre best. But the way that they used the cell tonight, they didn't do it throughout the night, but at one point during the night, they showed up the results of the Hell in a Cell thing. I thought that was pretty cool. It makes me remember that Hell in a Cell can be good. And then for the split second, for the few moments they had the Hell in a Cell cage down and they were trapped inside it, quote unquote, I really enjoyed it. And like Wago said at the top of the show, the last segment was really good, and I would have to agree with him on that. And, you know, aside from the two Hell in a Cell matches, you know, the mid card matches I'm looking forward to, Damian Mizdow having his own Mizdow TV segment. I mean, that's big news right there. That's like the
oh goodness. Well, yeah, there's been all types of problems going on with Blog Talk Radio right now. Not really sure what the deal with that is. Bear with us, folks. We're going to keep the show going, having a good time here at megapowersradio.com. Drew, I don't know what the hell you said. It doesn't really fucking matter, so I'm just going to pass it over to Wago. Did they sell you on this paper?
Wago, I already covered it during your absence. I jumped right on that shit.
Oh, well, you're a pro, Wago. No thanks to you, Drew.
Hey. You didn't call his name. He stepped up because you weren't there. That's not my fault, okay?
Drew, I brought you into the Daceman show, and that's how you thank me. All right, we're not going to get into this. Let's go ahead and start bringing out our callers. Our first caller, as per usual, is the man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. J.D. JD, you there with us?
Guys, how's it going? Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, absolutely tremendous, man. How are you feeling this evening?
Not too bad. I was a little pissed off earlier in the evening with my Steelers losing, but they're coming back, and they're right now beating the Texans last I saw by 8 points, so I'm doing okay. I can't complain, though.
Oh, would you say they stole it?
No, I wouldn't say they stole it tonight, however. I mean, they had to come back. They were playing pretty sloppy throughout the night, however, and they looked very sluggish tonight, needless to say. But at least they came back in the second quarter, and last I saw, they were winning by 8. So I don't know if that game's over yet or not. I mean, I haven't checked the score in a while, but I imagine...
They're up by 14 now, JD.
What's that?
They're up by 14 now.
Okay, so... Yeah, talk about a big comeback in the second half from the second quarter on. I mean, they're still not a great team, and that offensive line is terrible. I mean, Ben took a beating tonight. I mean, they got some breaks that went their way tonight, but they got a big test ahead of them this Sunday, obviously, with Indianapolis and Mr. Locke, and then, of course, the following week on my dad's birthday against the Fag Ravens, and Joe Faggle of Baltimore, needless to say. Dude. Needless to say, I'm not a big fan of Baltimore. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Baltimore bitches or the Baltimore Ratbirds or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I do not like them, and I'd love to see the Steelers just put their helmets right in the chest of Flacco and break him into a million pieces on my dad's birthday, hopefully in a couple weeks on Mean Joe Green night. But that's beside the point. What were you going to say?
Oh, before Peyton asks you about Raw, I just want to ask you your opinion of Ray Lewis.
You know what? I mean, Ray Lewis is a good football player, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, the thing that pisses me off, I just read tonight, Howard, just a few minutes right before we went on the air, however, there's talk that Ray Rice might be coming back to the league, and I think that's bullshit, if you ask me. That's total bullshit in every sense of the word. And meanwhile, he's sticking up for Ray Rice. It's like freaking Randy, Seth Rollins sticking up for Randy, suck me off Orton, which we're going to get into talking about Raw tonight. I mean, this show tonight, it wasn't a bad show for the most part. However, there were some good parts to it. But once again, it seems like JBL continues to be a wannabe ass-kissing cheerleader for the Authority, if you will. He is every week, it seems like. Then you have Randy Cockney Orton saying, oh, Kansas City's never done anything for 29 years, blah, 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 blah. You know what, Randy? Shut the F up and quit sucking off our Triple H and the Authority. I mean, seriously, give me a break. Then you talk about disgraceful, however. Let's talk about how about that Big E Rusev thing with Lana tonight, okay? I mean, what Rusev tried to do with the U.S. flag, that was absolutely despicable. In every sense of the word, despicable. If the Big Show can catch heat and the WWE catches heat for the Big Show, what he did against Russia, why can't Rusev and Lana get heat for what they did against the U.S.? And then the U.S. guy tonight standing up for America, good for him, I say, good for him. But what happens, however, Rusev takes it a little too far by kicking this guy in the head. I mean, that was an absolutely despicable thing, and Rusev's mind is suspended for that. I mean, that was absolutely classless in every sense of the word. Then you go on to the whole Brie Bella, bad. Nikki Bella thing, however. I mean, that's kind of hokey. Oh. But Mick Foley coming out, however, to show up during the Seth Rollins-Ambrose matchup, however. If you ask me, Mick looked terrible. He no really did. I don't even know why they even had to have him on the show. And then at the end of the night, however, you have to have Mr. Sellout, Seth Kiss Me Ass Rollins, standing on the top of the cage, says, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yeah, gee, why? Let's think about it. Oh, that's right. You're kissing Triple H and blowing him every turn there, Rollins. I bet it tastes really good for you, buddy, doesn't it?
I heard
Give
it
me
does.
An effing break. All in all, however, I say it was a thumbs in the middle, a thumbs down on the show, however. And as far as the show Sunday, I think they're in big trouble heading into Sunday.
It's got us, we're pretty butthurt about it.
Yeah. Well, the high point, let's get to it quickly before we ask anything.
You're pretty, like, your feathers are pretty ruffled this evening. Like, this show's
well,
got you
is.
Hot.
I mean, Think about it. I mean, like I said, the whole thing, if Big Show catches heat and WWE catches heat for the whole Rusev taking down the flag thing, why can't Rusev get fined or even warned by Vince McMahon because of what he did to the U.S. flag tonight? Why can't he?
Hold on. There's a good chance. The whole Big Show thing, it took like a week for that to like pick up steam. It's only been about an hour and a half since that's happened. You don't know. He could get in trouble. JD.
Yeah, he should. If the Big Show can catch trouble for taking down the flag, however, and WWE has to apologize to the Russian fans for it, why can't then Rusev? Oh, because he's a project in waiting. I'm sorry. That was classless what he did. That American guy had every reason to stand up for the red, white, and blue, and I would have done the same thing, however, but it was despicable what he did to that Soldier Knight. It was absolutely despicable.
Well, he did, like, you're despicable, like Daffy Duck?
Well, I wouldn't say like that, no, but it was just disturbing to watch. High point, low point, let's get into that real quick before we go and ask Jade anything. The high point of the night, however, I would have to say was maybe Randy Orton laying out Paul Heyman. I mean, that's another thing that really irks my chain, however. If Paul Heyman says, my client Brock Lesnar is the champion still, I mean, there's already talk, however, Brock is coming back possibly in early December at the Slammies in Greenville, South Carolina, the week before my birthday. On Monday night, December 8th, Monday night before TLC. Now, we've said this for weeks on end, guys. How if Brock Lesnar wants to be a true champion, why don't you start making TV more instead of sitting home like a little bitch that you have been for the last couple months, okay? Why don't you defend your belt? Oh, because you have no one to defend the belt against? Because you're Triple H's little butt project boy, too? Oh, yeah, that's right, Brock. You have no one to face because it's in your contract because you can do whatever the hell you want. I'm sorry. This is where I draw the line. If they want to have a true champion, start making TV appearances and quit staying at home, you little bitch. Quit staying at home. The high point of the night, however, I would have to say maybe it was the first match. The first match was great. The first match was good. Other than that, I don't think they sold me on Hell in a Cell at all.
You know, if I didn't already have my $9.99 paid, I think I would be on board with you there, that I would probably not have any interest in watching it whatsoever.
Yep. All right, are we ready for Ask JD anything? I mean, I've had a lot to vent tonight. I'm ready to get some good points in and some pissed off points. So I'm kind of in a mixed mood right now. So let's go with Ask JD anything. I'm ready for it tonight, believe me.
All right. So I'm going to pull a couple out of the chat room to start off. So we got Creepus Under Radar already submitted. JD, would you ever jump the rail to defend the flag a la tonight?
Yes. I already said I would. I don't care if I get my head kicked off or my jaw be broken into pieces. I'd sue the WWE for what they did tonight. I would take action against it. That was a despicable thing what they did, like I said. And I hope that Rusev gets fined or at least a warning out. But, of course, he probably won't because he is special with his little whore, Lana.
Silent Wind of Doom asks, JD, how have you been recovering from your horrible defeat at the hands of Double L?
I remember that. I'm recovering quite well. He has been very lucky. Double L was a little lucky, I can say. But every dog has their day. But I will be back, and there's no quitting me, and I will get him the next time. And if he thinks he's seen the last of me, he has another thing coming.
Awesome. Tony, you got anything for SJD this week, since you've been lacking the last two?
JD, what's your best pickup line?
Ooh.
Date-wise or just in general?
Date-wise, how do you get the ladies?
Just say, how you doing? Nice to meet you. What is your favorite? What is your interest in hobbies? Not nothing real cheesy or lame. Just a straightforward, classy thing. Not like Ron Burgundy, shall we say. Just a real class act, shall we say. I mean, I've been with my girlfriend for a year. In fact, we're going to a Halloween party this weekend. She's still trying to find a costume. I already got my costume already, and she's kind of not happy about what I'm going as, though.
What are you going as?
I'm going as, I'll tell you right now, and this will really make you laugh. I found it in a costume shop. I'm going as the guy from The Hangover with the baby, Alan.
Who?
Is that Galvanakis?
Yeah, the baby Carlos Alan from The Hangover. So, So okay. It's going to be pretty funny. We've got a costume party to go to on Saturday night, though, so it's going to be pretty fun.
Wago, you got anything for SJD this week?
Is it not Jeff, or is it not Jeff?
What do you mean? I understand the question there.
What's there to understand? Is it not Jeff or is it not Jeff?
I don't understand if I'll say not Jeff.
I think what he's trying to ask is, how many Jeffs could a not Jeff Jeff and a not Jeff could Jeff Jeff?
I have no clue. I'm lost on that one. I could guess 8 on that, but that's just a ballpark figure. I have no definitive answer there.
Could not Jeff defeat Danny Newton?
Danny Newton can kiss my you know what. However, that's what he and his little goon squad did by stealing my title. So you know what? If I had a partner, I'd use not Jeff, and I'd put Danny Newton, John D. Periwinkle, and his.
Hey, you said you're
going to
be a member of the Drew Crew, so I could be. I'm here for assistance.
Yes, I'm already taking you in consideration as my partner. I'm already extending my olive branch to you, so we can be the new Midnight Rockers and take out the trash that is left out there.
Well, if you need to have on a pole match, Drew can be the pole.
No, Drew and I will be like the Legion of Doom. We'll be the Road Wars. We'll be leaving everyone in our wake. We snack on danger and dine on death, and dead men don't pay easy, shall we say. He's a Road Warrior.
Yeah. Good luck with that with Drew. With Drew, you're more likely to be like the Legion of Doom 2000.
Yeah, but at least we can get that Road Warrior pop.
Too much of a compliment. You're considering me the height and weight of Hyman right on that one.
So Ferris419 asks, you now that we know you have a girlfriend, you've admitted this before, but does she like wrestling, or is she someone you can
drag along with you
by force?
She's not a real fan, but she does listen in when I call. I mean, she's listened in a couple times when I've called her, but she's not a real big fan. But I mean, her favorite is The Rock, but she doesn't watch wrestling per se. And she hates it because I have a ton of wrestling DVDs, too. That's the other thing. She's like, I'm going to sell them all. I'm like, the hell you are. You're not touching my stash. Believe me, I have a lot of good wrestling DVDs and a lot of other good movies, shall we say.
Why do you need the stash when you've got it all available for just a great price of $9.99?
Oh, cheap plug. Here we go. There we go. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, gosh. Creep is under radar. I have to ask this. Does she ever do the job for you, JD?
No comment. Let's leave it at that. No comment.
Okay.
That's a no.
Just
Drew, I had to mute you for a while there. You had a lot of background noise going.
Yeah,
I got you back on now though.
My bad.
You got any questions for SJD?
Well, my roommate was making popcorn, so I think the best question is butter popcorn or no butter popcorn? Or kettle popcorn. Which one's your favorite, JD?
Butter popcorn. I went to the movies with me and her. Actually, went to the movies last night. Believe it or not.
So, what did you see?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't believe it.
Yes, last night we went to see Gone Girl last night. Very, very good movie. You have got to see it, guys. Trust me. I thought it was one of the best. Next, it's probably the best movie I've seen yet this year.
So, okay, so my question is, when you butter the popcorn, do you stick the straw all the way down and then you, like, go up to the butter machine and then push the button so the butter goes through the straw to the bottom of the case of popcorn? Because that is pretty effective. I was just asking if you do it.
No comment. The theater took care of it. I didn't do it myself, so I didn't make the
I used to work at the movie theater. You do not. You should not trust those who make your popcorn. That's like, yes. Yeah, I mean, come on. You make your own popcorn, for crying out loud.
If I did make my own popcorn, I'd put butter at the bottom and just a very little pinch of salt on the top, shall we
say. Just a little pinch. See, people would like, they wouldn't dabble in the popcorn with the salt. They would just pour the whole thing, and it was very diabetic.
Of course they would.
Yeah, it's very.
But also, you know, what's good on it too, though, and it's all ranch seasoning.
Well, milk duds are amazing on it.
Next question. What have we got?
I think that's it.
My bad. Blood sugar. I think
I hate for it to go on such a stupid question.
Go ahead, ask.
Thanks, Drew. No. That was the stupid question. Drew's question.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
Well, guys, we shall see what happens Sunday in Dallas, however. And, of course, next Monday they're in San Antonio and beginning the countdown to Survivor Series. I mean, tonight, however, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the rain, but I don't think they did well with the rating again tonight, shall we say.
What are they going to do for Survivor Series? Are they going to do, like, I guess, an Authority versus, like, who? Like, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and, I don't know.
Well, they're talking about turning Orton, however, and I just can't see that happening. Who else could they bring back? I mean, there's talk they want to maybe do something. Maybe it could be Big Show. Maybe I could see Rusev. Something, I hate to say this. Maybe Rusev will be the next suck ass of the Authority, shall we say, if they're going to have Orton turn face, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. But all right. Thanks for calling in, JD. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week, guys. Have a good week.
Take care, dude. All right, already got the phone lines cooking up. Anyone else wants to get yourself in line, dial in area code 760-512-7247. We already got a number of people on there waiting patiently. We certainly appreciate you doing that. And the chat room already moving along nicely. Creep is on the radar. Ferris 419, Wazilian, Silent Wind of Doom, and a number of guests there. I guess I haven't plugged it yet. If you are a guest listening to us live, head to blogtalkradio.com, register yourself, then scroll on down where you can participate in the chat room so you can be part of two conversations going on at once. Trust me, there's lots of hilarity that goes on there that we don't even get to mention on. Lots of people having fun in there. So keeping the phone lines moving along here, we're going to take on our caller from the 540. It's always a mystery who this could be. So let's see. 540, you're live on Mega Powers Radio's Raw post show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm going to guess Randy Orton. Oh, so it's Hitler. Figuring
what
out.
What's that movie from, anyway?
Or in Silent Wind of Doom's case, it's Hitker.
Hey, Jim.
It was from Downfall.
I never saw that movie.
Is that the one with, like, the popular scene with Hitler freaking out where everyone makes, like, their renditions of it?
Yeah. Scream your
No, I think that's Inglourious Bastards.
I've done that. I've done that before.
Huh. What would you think about tonight's show, Jeff?
Not for the last time. It's not Jeff. It's John. Remember?
I know.
Oh,
Jeff. Okay. Not
oh, okay.
Jeff.
Yeah, it's not Jeff. It's not Jeff, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, it's not Jeff. I'm glad we've got that confirmed.
Nope. So Monday Night Raw was kind of okay. The good part I only liked about Raw was the handicap street fight match. What
the hell? JD's got his own theme music, so we got to think of some for you too. We need to give everybody their own theme music.
What's going on with this damn thing?
No one does.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, bud, Jeff?
How much? But yeah, I will say that the handicap street fight match was okay. I was kind of surprised to see the Hell in a Cell come up, knowing that the Cell would somehow make an appearance eventually tonight. But albeit from the seriousness, I want to talk about what Rusev did tonight. I don't think it was not right for Rusev to put his hands on a fan. I mean, I know the fan tried to get in the ring and tried to save the American flag, in which he did a good job, so. And then Rusev has the gall to kick that fan, and you know something? That's nothing you do to a fan, you know? Somebody has to be fined. You think Big Show, with him throwing that Russia flag, say, why not do it with Rusev in the USA flag? But you know what?
I think you and JD would get along just fine.
Rusev is just Rusev, but guess what? Rusev's an ass. A horse's ass.
Not just any ass, a horse's ass.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is the Wyatt family.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've seen some bizarre promos of them recently. And you and I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I think it could be the Ascension forming with Bray Wyatt.
They're being very vague about what the future is with what Bray Wyatt's doing.
I don't see Bray Wyatt like turning on the having a new family, but with the smoke and everything and Bray not in the chair, makes me wonder if Bray and the Ascension will team up. It makes me, you know, wonder about that.
So, are you going to be watching Hell in a Cell on Sunday, or have they not convinced you at all to watch it?
I'm definitely going to see that Hell in a Cell, because I want to see what happens between Rollins and Ambrose, too. I'm really suspicious on what's going to happen, because when I saw Mick Foley come out tonight and talk about this match, he's... I know I wasn't watching wrestling back at the time, but when I saw the Hell in a Cell between Foley and The Undertaker, and when I saw Mankind thrown off that cell, that was goosebumps right there. Sends chills every time I see that match. Sends chills. And what you're going to see with Ambrose versus Rollins... makes me feel like it's going to happen with Mankind versus The Undertaker, you know?
Hmm. So you think they're going to do something really, really extreme?
Yeah. I see them doing something very extreme.
And what do you think they're going to do exactly? Who do you think is going to be the person who's going to take the bigger risk? Is it going to be Rollins or Ambrose?
You know, Ambrose, he's been taking a lot of risk, and he's been taking a lot of bumps. But I think Ambrose is the likelihood to do that. Because this matchup is going to be brutal. You can bet this matchup is going to be brutal. It's going to be very, very bad. But if Rollins and Ambrose can impress all the WWE fans, then you got one hell of a main event between Rollins and Ambrose.
Absolutely. All right, man. So what was your high point and your low point for tonight's show?
Well, the high point was Randy Orton RKOing Paul Heyman.
And your low point?
Any low point I'd give was that Rusev attack. And that attack on that person, I mean, you just don't do that to an American soldier. You don't attack an American soldier when he's supposed to be enjoying himself in the arena, but for Rusev to do just that, I mean, it's something I would never do to anyone. I would never hit an American soldier. I would do my best to stay, to support them. And when I see soldiers out here every day in my town, I support them too.
Amen.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Nut Jeff. We appreciate you calling every week. We appreciate your strong opinions. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Have a good night.
Bye, Nut Jeff.
Talk to you next.
I think we gotta take a break here. We'll be right back.
Oh,
after
God,
this.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the $1 Million Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 Million Man.
All right, we are back on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. Awesome show so far. Great callers coming in. Please continue them coming in. If you want to get yourself in the queue, we still have a couple left to go through, but get yourself in line to be the first one after them. Dial in area code 760-512-7247. And I often forget, you could also dial in with Skype if you prefer. Press the Skype button at the top of the page. Dial in with your Skype client. Get yourself in line. And, of course, the chat room has been scrolling nicely. I want to pull a comment out here that was in here earlier. Five times combo. Who's not there anymore? Where the hell did you go, five times combo?
But he asked, do
you think that Big Show lent that soldier his gun and that's why he cared so much about it?
I think so.
Nice. 5 points for five times combo.
Nice, right.
Goodness. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller from the 954. Caller from 954, you are live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello. Hello, 954. 954, are you there with us?
But you're real glad you're ready to get on the line now.
All right.
Do we have Martin Luther King Jr.? Is that what that's in the background?
I don't know what that was. But we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller then. Good friend of the show has been coming, a regular caller here. Silent Wind of Doom. You there with us?
Holy crap. Hello?
Hello?
You can hear me.
I can hear you quite well. What's up, dude?
I didn't press one. I didn't expect this. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You wanted to sit there and
it's
listen?
Fine. I was going to come on eventually, so I might as well be here.
I thought I saw the little question mark next to it earlier, but the thing has been going on and off. There's been a lot of bugs going on with Blog Talk Radio. You can't be sure.
Yeah, there's bugs playing Doug music every time that Not Jeff's talking.
I know, this is my only way to listen in because the regular thing's not working. So please don't hang up on me when I'm done.
Absolutely, man. I'll put you back on.
That's possible. Okay, good.
I'll put you. Yeah, no, I can put you back on mute.
You
totally, man.
So sad. Please don't hang up on me.
Oh, I have so little too today because I was kind of going through the beginning quickly because I was really behind and then I missed the main event because I was trying to get you guys working.
Oh.
Wasn't working well, but I will say the whole American soldier thing.
Mm-hmm.
Last two callers very, very upset about that.
Fucking bullshit! Yeah, they did seem to have the feathers ruffled up just a little bit.
It's not too bad that happened, but the bad part is he took a ref bump. Why is the soldier just dead after barely getting kicked by this guy?
You do bring a good point.
Didn't this guy go through like basic training?
Yeah, you think you would like get right up and say, "Yes, sir, can I have another?" But no, he's just dead.
Yeah. If we could break the fourth wall for a second, since I think you're not quite as passionate as our past couple callers, and I think we can do that.
I'm pretty sure he was a rosebud last week.
I'm pretty sure that this may have been some kind of soldier who was just in the building and they brought in, and this like made this guy's night, or like it made his freaking year. Like, this is one of the best experiences he's ever had. So I don't think he had any problems doing
what
he did.
What branch of the military was he? I couldn't tell by his camos.
It was in the military.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, see, I don't even think it's that. I think they just put some guy, just got him some, like, they went to a Halloween store, put some clothes on him, and that's what they did. I think they did that.
It's a big tie-in with The Rock. It's going to be G.I. Joe, and then The Rock's going to come back, and then they're going to pull that new G.I. Joe movie, and he's going to be the one that beats Rusev, because, you know, that's how it works.
I haven't seen any of those. Was the last one any good?
It was better than the first one.
That's good.
That doesn't mean it's good, though.
Right.
Oh, goodness. So, Silent with the Doom, what are you thinking about Hell in a Cell after this week?
I really want Orton to win now. I don't know. I was happy, you know, no matter how the fight with Cena and Rock went last time. A lot of people were complaining that they did it again so quickly, but I was happy because they fulfilled the contract of giving him a rematch, so it was over, so they could put him to the side now and have someone else go after the title. That's not happening, apparently, unless he's going to win it again now, so we'll see how that goes. But I don't know, something's going to happen, I guess. Did we get any new? I mean, Big Show's good on Rusev. Anything else did we actually get cemented today or led up to?
AJ versus Paige again for the Divas title.
I think they mentioned both mid card titles as well.
Tag match.
I thought that was already mentioned.
And we're getting a Mizdow TV.
Yeah, which I think that's going to be the thing that makes the show.
Naturally, probably will be.
Yeah, probably will.
Oh, yeah, don't bury the lead.
Indeed.
Apparently they planned the night way in advance, because I didn't even know, going into it, the recap for the episode of Raw tonight on my TV is huge 3-on-2 handicap matches. Randy Orton, Kane, and Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena.
I noticed that, too. I was like, did they like just update this, or did they actually have a main event booked in advance for once?
Strange. It's a strange way to do business. Planning.
Creep Us Under Radar is saying in the chat room, was Paige dry humping Alicia Fox earlier? I like to think that she was, but Wazili saying anytime Paige is on TV is good, but that's just me. It's not just you. I agree. Unfortunately, though, they are going to be putting Paige on the next season of Total Divas, which I'm not too happy about. Yeah.
Yeah,
after this whole
anti-diva
thing. Unless she's going to be on there and she's going to be like, they're really healing it up sourpuss that like just goes against everything that they normally are doing on that show, then I don't know what the hell they're trying to
do. So essentially she should be the Eva Marie that they were trying to make Eva Marie be last year when she slapped Jerry Lawler?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go with that. Sure, why not?
So that's about all I've got. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. You got a high
really
point, low point?
I really don't have a lot
tonight. It was an eventful show. It's cool.
No point. But basically, the only real point I took away from tonight was the soldier doing ref bump. But high point. thank you. That is high point. My high point is the Alan Moose Leech music from Doug. And nice. The fact that the principal from Doug was Principal Butt Savage. That's always good.
That was Butt Savage. Oh, that's awesome. All right, so I'm going to do it. I am going to be sure to put you on mute here. Thanks so much for giving us some time here and sticking around, dude.
Thank you for not hanging up on me.
Have a good night, dude.
Don't get ahead of yourself now. He said the hang
the up. The two is
All right, we got 954 making another attempt here. Let's see if we got him this time. 954, you're live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is
it not Jeff?
This sounds like he's using his 999 subscription.
pretty sure it's not Martin Luther King Jr. now, because I don't remember him being King of the Ring.
It sounded like it might have been Bret Hart.
I had a dream. I was worth $9.99.
Is it Martin Luther King of the Ring?
Very well done, Tony.
I think Stone Cold should just give Rusev a Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, okay. That would be cool.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
Is that all you got to say?
Care to elaborate?
Maybe say your name or where you're calling from, too?
My name is Patrick, and I'm calling from Weston, Florida.
Oh, you got I thought that was my friend Patrick for a second. I would have been very disappointed in him.
You don't have any friends, Drew. Shut up.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
Drew, shut up.
I have you.
So, Patrick, you think Stone Cold should come in and just take care of this Rusev problem? I don't know if that's very optimistic thinking. I don't expect Stone Cold coming around.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I think he should, you know, like The Rock did it, you know, did that a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you got a good point there. The Rock did come around. Why not have Stone Cold come around for a week and just throw a stunner on him, get people excited while they're in Texas or something like that? You know what? Now that you mention it like that, I can agree. They could do that one week. That'd be cool. You excited for Hell in a Cell this weekend?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Yes, what match are you excited for?
Ooh, yeah, the Seth Rollins versus Ambrose inside the Hell in a Cell.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
shout out to Drew White there. Why is that match got you especially excited? Was it anything they did tonight, or is it this extended feud that's been going over for months?
Oh, tonight. I like they brought the Cell down in the main event, the 3-on-2 handicap match, street fight, and you know, like unfortunately, team of Randy Orton, unfortunately, Randy Orton and Seth Rollins got the win with Randy Orton pinning Dean Ambrose. But yeah, like I remember like one of the callers saying like the match between like Undertaker and Mankind were like. Taker, push throws him off the cell on the announce table. I kind of see something like that going on.
Yeah, like raising the bar, because it's been a while since we've had someone really blow our minds with a Hell in a Cell match. These matches the past few years, especially ever since they went to this pay-per-view thing, have not been what we expect of Hell in a Cell.
What do you mean? Parking good for you?
What?
Which one? Excuse me?
Both what? Punk and Riot. Rybacks.
Punk and Ryback? No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well then. I'll just shut the fuck up then.
All right. Okay. And now, another thing I just want to say about tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw was, of course, I'm sure, like, we're all pissed about it. What Rusev just did, he tried to tear down the American flag, and then a fan who was an American soldier tried to get into the ring, and, of course, security stopped him, and then Rusev nearly kicks his head off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
And you're mad?
Yeah, I feel bad. American soldier. soldier.
No, you're not alone in this. We've had three callers now that have called in being upset about this. Us as hosts, we're a little more callous. You know, we're bad people. But it seems like a lot of people are hot about this.
Yeah, but of course, I would have I would have done the same thing also. I would rather get my head kicked off for America.
For America, all right. I like that. Get your head kicked off for America. That should be the way we praise this guy. He got his head kicked off for America. Who do you think is going to be the person to stop Rusev? Who could stop this Bulgarian brute?
Oh, apparently that fucking bald guy that shooed him out the ring, he did a pretty good fucking job.
These are facts.
Hey, all these all these guys that can't stop Rusev, the bald guy just walks up to him and goes, hey, stop that.
Aww. Wasn't that cop that arrested Stephanie McMahon a couple months ago?
I thought they weren't cops.
Whatever they were. Oh, goodness. All right, Patrick, your high point and your low point for tonight's episode of Raw. What was the best part and the worst part about it?
Okay, my best part would have to be, of course, obviously the main event of the show with John Cena, Dean Ambrose versus Kane, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, and 3-on-2 handicap street fight. And of course, later in the match, they would bring down the Cell, and the match would continue in the Cell. Of course, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Kane gets the win, but then Seth Rollins curve stomps him. And then he's like, you know, and then, like, of course, like, he climbs on top of the Cell, like, you know, like, oh, he's, like, confident going into Hell in a Cell, you know. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the low point is what I just said now, what Rusev just did.
Yeah, you know, man, like I said, you're the third person that we've had call in that's hot about this. It's good that WWE is evoking emotions, but they also want to be careful not to cross a line, because whether we like it or not, they are still in this era where they have to listen to investors and they have to worry about advertisers and all those kinds of things. So if people are going to be calling and complaining, there's one thing you don't want to piss off. It's people who like America, because there's sure are a lot of them in America.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Patrick, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, it's been good. Nice being.
Bye, Patrick.
No, this is Patrick. Oh, goodness. All right. We've had lots of callers tonight here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. We still got a little bit of time going on out here, so if you want to get your voice heard here on the Raw Post Show, dial in area code 760-512-7247 or dial in using the little Skype icon at the top of the page. And we already got the chat room filling up already. It's an hour into the show. I'm already starting to get tired. I don't know about you guys. I don't want to talk anymore about Raw. Fuck Raw.
We barely even talked about it. We only talked about like one thing.
Actually, we haven't talked about anything today. Everyone else has done it for us.
We just did our what we thought about Raw. And then we just said that's
what we Yeah, it's like being, okay, call the number one. Yeah, fuck Rusev. Okay. Call the number two. Yeah, fuck Rusev. Call the number three. Yeah,
call number three. I'm not Jeff.
And fuck Rusev.
Ah, oh, man, the flag. I'm a little surprised that people were taking this really, really serious. Mainly because I guarantee, I'm just looking at this from the standpoint of someone just watching Raw, just casually or something like that. I bet the same people who are complaining about this are not going to be the same people who are complaining about Big Show pulling the flag down. And which makes sense, because, you know, it's like a nationalism type of thing, you know. But still, oh well, who cares?
You see, I know I'm a bad person, because as soon as I saw that, the first thing that I said was, man, imagine if he did that to a legless veteran. Imagine the hate he could get.
Yeah, I know that's...
Well, you know, it's funny, when you were thinking that same thing, I was thinking, holy crap, they're playing that music that they used to play with Lex Luger. He should beat up Lex Luger.
No, what they should do, they should bring that one-legged guy from TNA. He should have been guy dressed up as a soldier.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't they have a legless veteran in TNA?
Yeah, they could break off his leg and beat him with it. That'd be sweet.
Well, you know, Dean Ambrose kind of could have done that tonight. That guy could have been the dummy. I mean,
All right, so let's talk about that segment, huh? Dean Ambrose comes out with a giant duffel bag. First, he pulls out another bag, and then he pulls out a dummy, a giant, like it looked like a CPR dummy type thing, dressed up as Seth Rollins, and he was, like, pulling an arm off of it, and he was jamming a screwdriver into its face, and this was just bombing. And it's a shame, because Dean Ambrose has been a guy who has really been knocking out of the park with all of his backstage promos and pretty much anything he's been doing. And this unfortunately showed that the guy is fallible, and he's not going to go out of there and knock it out of the park every single time. Not saying I'm losing faith in the guy, but, you know, everyone has their off nights, and this was certainly one of them for Dean Ambrose. But let me get your guys' thoughts on it. Tony?
You know, I really should have loved this a lot more, because I love my stupid puns. And I did think that some of these were funny when he said, like, we're going to hammer this out. And, you know, whatever, I got to give you a hand on that one, that kind of shit.
I saw.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I like. And I like how he gave it a pile driver, because the fuck, we never see them anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a weird situation with the promos tonight, where they all went on way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And there were parts in them where people could get really into it. Like Orton's, people could get really into it. And then Cena comes out, and it's just like, fuck, man. The entire audience just goes, yeah, I was over this promo about like 4 minutes ago. And the same thing happened with this. If this would have been a shorter thing, maybe on a different part of the night or something like that, it could have gone over like gangbusters, but it just didn't work tonight. Wherever the positioning was or the energy or whatever the fuck ended up being the reasoning why, it just didn't do it. And it's a shame because it could have been great. Because, you know, earlier in the night, they had a good little thing going back and forth with Cena and Ambrose. And hell, Cena, Ambrose even got the thing right where he tossed the piece of popcorn into his mouth. If I ever try to do that, I fuck up. And he even got that right. So, you know, he's not infallible, like you said, but you put him in a bad spot like this puns promo, and he's going to fail.
Mm. Wago, you've been the biggest fan of Ambrose and the earliest detector of his success, I guess you can claim. What do you have to say about tonight's performance?
I'm very disappointed in him, but given the material he had to work with, yeah, I can see why. Unless he came up with this promo on his own, and then in that case, he did terrible. I don't think it's going to hurt him in the long run. He had an off night. It happens. So as long as he gives us a strong performance at Hell in a Cell, the future is bright for Ambrose still. But I agree with Tony. There's just been a lot of promos that were really solid, and then something just pushed it a little further, and it just got lame as hell. Yep.
Drew, clean us up on this.
I would, but Dean kind of left the mess in there already. But anyways, you guys kind of wrapped up. It was good, but then it just kind of went on for too long. The dummy thing, I thought it was funny at first, and then it was like, okay. I thought it was actually going to do something interesting with the dummy, but then it just got stupid. Thankfully, Mick Foley came out and did the segment. If it wasn't for that, this would have been a total dud. And like you guys said, everyone has their off nights, and, you know, I mean, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, they all had their off nights. So, yeah, I have no worries that Dean Ambrose will be fine going forward, because he did have a couple of backstage segments with Cena later on in the night.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else hoping that they're going to hook up Seth Rollins' dummy with the Katie Vick one? Happy ending?
So, when you mentioned Mick Foley, Mick Foley saved this segment significantly. He came out there and he really sold, even though he was wearing this Santa Claus shirt, he sold the importance and the dire consequences of a Hell in a Cell match. And as some callers were saying, this kind of gives some foreshadowing, like maybe these guys are going to do something nuts and step up what a Hell in a Cell match is. You guys feel like Mick Foley saved this, and that might be the same feeling you're getting from that?
They did exactly what they needed to, sell this match on the good ones and not the horrible ones from the last 5 years. Man,
yeah.
Mick Foley's promo was fucking sweet, and it's probably one of the high points of the night for a few of us. But nothing is going to sell me on this match, because I know there's too many restrictions. It's, for the most part, I don't give a shit that the product's PG. The only time I think it hurts it is in situations like this. A bit of blood, a few crazy spots, a Hell in a Cell can go from a normal match to a 5-star classic, so they need to, unless we're going to get something special, I expect this match just to be crappy.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else anything?
I kind of disagree with Wago. I think this match is going to be good regardless. But hey, but like he said, you know, if just, you know, the point Mick was going out there was that this match is supposed to, like, ruin, change everything about your life. And I feel like if Mick is telling people to do that, then they've got to at least be doing something a little bit out of the ordinary, make it a little crazy for the people watching it. So I don't know if it's going to be blood or maybe a crazy spot that they haven't really done for the past few years. I'm really expecting something maybe big to come out with either of the Hell in a Cell matches.
Don't I'm really glad that Foley came out to give Edge that pep talk going into the Hell in a Cell match, because, you know, Edge really needs to get in the proper mindset. Wait a minute, I'm going back to 2007.
I thought about that myself. Glad you
That was the first thing I thought of.
But I love actually, that promo. That's one of my favorite promos of all time.
It was a good promo.
I not only won't help you, I can't help you. I love the way he says that.
Oh, you're attacking me.
Yeah, this promo was more, yeah, my life's shit. Have
and
fun.
Isn't Santa awesome? 300 days, cheap hop. I love Foley. Anytime Foley's out there, it's an upgrade to me, because he's the man and an awesome person. So Seeing Foley on TV is an instant thumbs up. Having him build a little bit more toward the Rollins match, even better. And you know what? Another thing that makes me happy about this, it really seems like it starts driving home that point that this is going to be the main event instead, because that should be the main event. I don't give a shit about whether or not Orton's in the match, whether or not the winner of the Orton-Cena match gets a number one contendership spot. None of that kind of crap. I don't want to see that in the main event. I want to see Rollins versus Ambrose in the main event. Having Foley come out there and talk about that, not only is that the match that I'm more interested in, but WWE has this rule that they've been doing. All see it, even though they don't necessarily acknowledge it. But the first of two of the same match in a night doesn't end up having anything going on with it. Like the first Money in the Bank match, a lot of the time they don't take a whole lot of risks. The first Elimination Chamber, they do like a normal Elimination Chamber, and then the main event's the one where you actually have the spots and all that. You can't do that with Cena and Orton. You have to do that with Rollins and Ambrose. So they have to go on last. Foley needs to bring those guys into that kind of mentality to get the crowd pumped up for that. Awesome.
Hmm. Well, if I recall correctly, I don't believe that Undertaker Mankind was the main event.
No, if there's like two of the same match kind of a thing, like a TLC match, like two TLC ones, one of them, the whichever one goes first is like the tamer one. So Orton and Cena is going to be the tamer one by far. So yet another reason not to have that as a main event.
Well, you alluded to it there. Our other Hell in a Cell match that we're getting in this double Hell in a Cell main event, as they're calling it, is John Cena versus Randy Orton for the umpteenth time. This time in a Hell in a Cell, which is actually the second time they face each other in a Hell in a Cell. We learned this week that it is going to have number one contendership consequences to it. So whoever wins gets a match against Brock Lesnar for that title, meaning we could either see Cena versus Lesnar again, which I don't know if I necessarily want to see, or Orton versus Lesnar, which Orton has been picking up a lot of steam lately between just his character on screen and all these memes that are going on around the internet. I could actually buy and be into an Orton versus Lesnar match, and I got to be honest, not so into the idea of another Cena-Lesnar match. So I'm really have much more of a vested interest in seeing that match and seeing Orton win it. So you know what? They won me a little bit. I do agree with Tony. I don't know if I'm ready to see that one as the main event over Ambrose and Rollins. I think that those guys have busted their butts and they deserve that spot. But I guess we're going to have to wait until Sunday to see about that. Let me get your guys' opinions about that, though. Drew?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I'm actually playing Orton wins this match. Did Lesnar and Orton ever face each other during his first run with the company?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I'd rather see something new. Even though they're definitely not in their young age anymore. But you know, that's something new, and I think that they could do something good with it. It could also lead into maybe a Seth Rollins cash in with the way that they set things up tonight. Possibly with the Orton face turn after Hell in a Cell. So I'm really looking forward to that one. You know, you bring up a good point. Should that main event or not? Probably, since they added the title implications thing into it. And, you know, there's certainly so in most cases that should be the main event. But you remember that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, that's been a feud since June. They need to finish that off, and I think that one definitely needs to be the main event. Send the people home happy, because they've been putting on hell of a matches ever since they've broken up the Shield, so I'd rather see that in the main event.
Wayo?
I'm definitely an advocate for Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins going on last. Those guys have worked their asses off, and they're the more entertaining feud. More Ambrose than Seth Rollins, because let's face it, Rollins has been fucking boring for the last month. Randy Orton versus John Cena, we've seen it God knows how many times. They're saying that we've seen the same match before already on TV, so what's to sell it? They've not really... That's one of the things that they're missing from this feud. There isn't a real reason for one to win up than the other... for one guy to win more than the other, and that's why I'm disinterested in, and that's why most people will be too. So Ambrose vs. Rollins definitely needs to go on last. If they are turning Orton babyface, it's not going to make a difference what spot he's going to be on. He's going to get a huge pop in momentum once he turns face.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention tonight was when Paul Heyman came out during the... which kind of saved the Cena Orton segment as well.
Oh, absolutely. I thought Orton was doing a fantastic job out there by himself until Cena decided to come out there and do his, I'm an old man.
Cartoon impression, something you'd see in
Nice
Flame
promo
City.
You've got there. It'd be shame if I fucked it up.
Did you have more to say, Drew?
No, I was just saying stuff. I just thought what Wago said was funny. No, you can play that for the rest of the show. I think that serves what the show has been. Just music.
Yeah, well, okay. I really don't know what the hell else to talk about. We had a meaningless six-man tag match again. We had a couple of meaningless Divas matches. Cesaro versus Dolph Ziggler. Cesaro got a win over the Intercontinental Champion, but shit, who hasn't lately? So,
he's in the IC belt now. He beat the champ.
Yep. Good point, but I thought all those matches served, I don't know if they served a purpose, but I all thought that they were good matches, no matter what. I mean, we got to mention one thing about the six-man tag match. Miz on commentary going crazy when Mizdow won. That was probably the best thing that I've heard in like weeks, so.
They're a very good pairing. I think this was like an unexpected thing that everyone would have thought was just going to be really stupid and hokey, and both of them are getting a very good rub out of this.
Exactly, and I don't know why. I think that like really made me have that's probably why I thought the show was better than maybe you guys did. Maybe because that thing just made me like laugh so much. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a good episode of Raw. And it turned, and to me, the rest of the show was pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, the problem is that was like the second segment of the show, and then they still
the first
had like
segment
two and
off.
A half hours after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't know. They need to fucking just. I mean, for a while during the summer, they started the show with the actual like match. They need to stop doing these segments with the Authority. For a while, they weren't even doing it with Triple H, but now it's fuck me, right?
I've got a question, which I don't know if I'm nitpicking about tonight's main event or not, but if it's a street fight, why the fuck are you tagging in and out?
That's what I thought. I thought
you have three bad guys that are meant to be devious, cheaters. Why the fuck are they not just gonna use their numbers and destroy the babyface team?
That's not nitpicking. That's completely like it's a no DQ match. There shouldn't be a tag rule because the ref can't throw you out on the match.
Well, see, it's no DQ, but if they don't tag, they might get counted out.
Wait, hold on. But it's
this is a street fight. That means no count outs.
Different than but no holds barred match as well.
Now, what point did they actually fight in the street?
Maybe.
I don't know. In a match where you can just decide to lower a fucking cell down. They shouldn't be fucking tagging in and out. That was stupid. I don't know if I'm just nitpicking, but shit like that annoys me. It's insulting people's intelligence.
We got a new Kane tonight. We got General Kane. So now we have Demon Kane, Corporate Kane, and now General Kane.
Yeah, they should do a six-man tag with just those three on a team. That should be a Survivor Series team. They should just come up with one more Kane to throw out there.
Oh, they do. They have Undertaker Kane.
There we go. They have and they also have what was it? What was the name of the imposter Kane? They have that one as well.
Fake Kane.
I was
Kane.
Gonna say fake Kane.
Shitty sleeve.
Not Kane.
Shittier tattoo Kane. God, that fake Kane looks stupid.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy.
Maybe a Kane.
So I don't know. I really don't have anything else to talk about this show tonight. You guys got anything?
It's
not.
Can we just all agree that the Bella Twins fucked up anything they was doing right? Then they should get off TV forever.
I think
even Brie Bella was not getting the crowd to go along with her with that yes chant tonight.
I think
there's only like maybe a tenth of the crowd doing it with her.
Her being associated to that chant does nothing good for Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I think Bryan's gonna be fucked when he gets back. Because it's not going to be like that pop, oh, wait, there's Daniel Bryan, let's all do the yes chant. It's going to be, oh, there's been a slight yes chant for the past year because of your bitch wife who came out of the womb.
So, Wazili asks a very good question. He asks, what the fuck is Brie mode? And I did my research on this because I was very curious, too. And, I was what the fuck, I'm not going to bother. I found out what Brie mode is.
Yeah, it's something from, it's her getting drunk.
Yeah, it's from Total Divas, and basically Brie mode is whenever she gets drunk and turns into a raging slut.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it is. On the show,
so basically, when her music plays, it's essentially, I'm a slut.
Exactly.
She's like a Jeff Hardy from
doing the job for JD.
Scat mode.
So there you go. Everybody learned something today. I think with that, we can roll right along into our good and bad and ugly for the night. Yes, it is our good, bad, and ugly, where we talk about what our favorite part of the show, our least favorite part of the show, and what the most embarrassing, god-awful part of the show was. So let's go around and ask the panel what the good, bad, and ugly was. Let's start with Mr. Drew White.
My good will be the Miz and Mizdow. I like fucking gold between those two, especially the Miz tonight. My bad will be Brie versus whoever the hell she was facing. Oh, Layler. My bad. And then my ugly, it's going to be John Cena interrupting Randy Orton because fuck you, that's why Cena. I usually stick up for Cena, but not tonight. No. Just no.
It's a bad Cena.
Bad Cena, yeah.
Bad Cena and a match in the hand.
Wago?
As far as my good goes, it's going to Mick Foley's promo work. Excellent job. Pretty much the only highlight of the night for me. My bad goes to the Divas match. I was so disinterested at that point, but it did serve as a good piss break. And my ugly has to go to John Cena being an old man. There wasn't anything that was too offensive on tonight's show, but if someone walked in on me fucking watching John Cena do that, I'd want to change the channel and go, I was just flicking through.
Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
The good, when Rusev kicked the head off of that soldier, fuck, I'm going to turn heel. No, actually, in general, that was my good. The execution could have been a lot better. I didn't like Big Show's section to this, especially the part where he just goes to find Rusev and goes nowhere. Yeah. He turned into fucking Taz.
Did he even catch Rusev by the end of the night?
I don't think so. He just went to his locker room and then he was just kind of like, that's good enough.
I guess it's maybe to find out because Big Show is still looking.
Maybe he caught him on the app.
He's going to be looking through lockers like, damn it, I can't find this potato. Look, it's probably gotten spoiled by now.
So it could have been better. They could have executed it maybe a little bit cleaner with that kick and made it seem more like it was a legitimate just guy from the crowd or something. But I like that they're trying something different. So that's my good. My bad, it's going to go to another thing with the Rusev thing. They still haven't fixed that B problem. Fuck. How many times is he going to have to swing that flag and actually stop those bees from attacking him? That's the real problem here.
Funny enough, Adam Rose is suffering from a B problem too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's the lack of bees. You know, that's the whole thing here is the B needs to be ringside with Adam Rose, and then he'll be the one that beats Rusev. That's where they're heading. I guarantee it. The ugly fucking man, it's tough to figure out which one of these to give it to because the Dean Ambrose promo could get it, but Cena's promo probably takes the cake with that. I really would not be happy with somebody seeing that and make me reflect back on me. Just like Wego was saying, if somebody came in and they saw that whole like, I'm the old man, and, well, you know, just shut your mouth, Randy Orton kind of thing, it'd be tough to defend it because you couldn't be like, well, this is something that makes me laugh because it isn't. And then if you go, well, if you think this is stupid, why the fuck are you watching? You'd be like, well, I watch it every week, even when it's terrible like this. You should have seen it the past couple of weeks where it was even worse.
Oh, well,
that's not a fucking reason to do it, you know what I mean?
Jesus.
So,
that's such a great way to put it.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's pretty bad when my response earlier in the night was that the ugly was going to be, hey, it's the fucking World Series. I don't care. But fucking it turned into this instead. So, Cena, you're getting the ugly for this week. And it's a shame.
Word. All right. Well, my good, bad, and ugly. My good is going to go to Mick Foley coming out and doing his bit. Mick Foley single-handedly selling Hell in a Cell more than anybody else on the final week of the show. I think that's a problem with the current staff that's there. But moving right along to my bad, I have to actually give this to Dean Ambrose. And I never would have thought I'd be giving Dean Ambrose a bad, but that whole segment was just a bomb. But as bad as that was, there was one thing that was worse, and it was that freaking John Cena killing Randy Orton's momentum that he had there.
So, is that a unanimous decision on that one?
Is it? Might be. Yeah, I believe it is. I believe we all did say that was the ugly. So, there you go. Fuck you, John Cena. You. No, someone said the Divas.
No, I said that as a bad.
I said it as a bad.
You know who didn't say the Divas?
Oh, I'm gonna miss that.
Oh, now you got Lillian Garcia. It's a Davis match.
I'd love to get Justin Roberts to say, oh, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, he probably does it better than Sean.
Maybe we could get him to do his Sergeant Slaughter impression at the beginning of Mega Powers Radio.
It's not more enthusiastic.
not quite as enthusiastic as not Jeff.
He's pretty fucking enthusiastic.
When it comes to enthusiastic Jeffs, he's got it up there.
Yeah, well, I prefer not enthusiastic.
All right, guys. So let's close things out here with our plugs. So, Drew, start us off.
God damn it. Love it. Well, you know, it's Adressive White for the Twitters, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if that's a compliment or if it's, like, a bad thing that it's played. But anyways, you know, the Uncool Movie Show is whatever, what's-his-face Miguel's show is. And, I forget the name of that. But, yeah, just follow what everyone's doing. Fuck Tony's Tykes. And, actually, it's a lowercase b.
Did you mute it?
No, I don't know what happened.
Wow,
I mean, it annoys me because on Mago's description for his videos for Smart Cat Moment, it's a capital D.
And wait, Drew, you've been talking this whole time? You've been absolutely silent for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, you got to start over then.
No, I don't know. Fuck you guys. I ain't doing that.
No, really. Like, you cut out. Like, we didn't hear like anything you said. Totally.
What part did I cut out then? What part did I cut out then?
You were bitching about my uppercase D, which...
Wow.
Hey. I get your name right. Okay, Mr. Mango.
Yeah, you certainly right? Don't get the ask him right.
Anyway, this is some fucking...
No, no one gets the ask him right, okay? Nobody does. So to speak, that's bullshit. That was a shit question, and you know it. Let me do the ask him. I bet I'll give you a shit question. It's a very shitty one.
All right. Way to go.
All right. For all your MMA needs, you can go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/udmma. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on megapowersradio.com. For more information on that, go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans.
Hold on to your butts.
Tony Mango, do your plugs.
Mark Out Movement, you can find everything there. There's a lot of links. Go searching.
He's fat!
I finally got that.
Yeah, I finally got that one on the soundboard. It's a long time coming.
Wow, I didn't know what else. You had no way of putting that in all night, so you had to do it there. That's sad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're getting into the show. I gotta put it somewhere.
Not during a big show segment where it would have been relevant.
Shut up, Drew.
All
right, guys, we're going to be concluding things here tonight. Thank you for joining us. If you had fun, dial in or tune in, whatever you got to do. Yeah, Mango phoned in his plugs, and so am I. Just go to megapowersradio.com every Monday night following Raw. That's where you'll find us. If you can't join us live Monday nights, join us in the archive version on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and smartoutmoment.com, that very same website where Tony told you to go around and click. So,
yeah,
with that, folks.
Ads, you know.
Yeah, Mango Tree.
No, well,
yeah,
we can get in trouble if you do that, Tony. Don't do that.
They ain't fucking paying attention.
Lowercase d.
Here you go. Here's a little finger to you, Google.
with that, we're going to take off here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. For Tony Mango, for Steven Huego, and for Drew White, I'm Mike Payton. Have a good night.